Welcome to the Hannah Miller Show. And here she is, Hannah Miller.
Outspokenly conservative and unashamedly Christian, this is Hannah Miller, and this is what happened this week. So we're going to hone in on one story this week, and we're going to talk about how do you solve the problem of Mike Johnson. And I apologize in advance for the fact that you are going to have that song from The Sound of Music stuck in your head all day as a result of this podcast, because, and it's only deservedly so, because I also have had this song stuck in my head for like 3 days. So I'm going to be bouncing off of an article written by Dr. Brian Jundeff for The American Thinker, or that's where I read the article first. And his title of his article was, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mike Johnson? And so we're going to be talking about that this morning, or this afternoon, whenever you are consuming this podcast. And so anyway, that's from his article, that's the title of his article, and we're going to kind of be going from there. And it just, over and over, every time I've thought about it, that song has come to mind. And so you're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day with that song stuck in your brain. So this is a great article, though, and I want to go through it and answer some questions, because some things have been happening with Mike Johnson, and I want to look a little bit more in depth at it and how we should or should not resolve the problem that is Mike Johnson. So before we dive into that, though, before I get any further into the show, if you have not already, could you please take a moment and rate and review this podcast? It's also subscribe and share if you don't already. You can rate, review, subscribe, share. You can do all of that wherever you consume this podcast. So whether that's on Google Podcasts, whether that's Spotify, whether that's Apple Podcasts, whatever, wherever. If you would do that, that helps the world go round as far as the algorithm, the podcast algorithms are concerned. Sorry, couldn't get that out. So that would greatly benefit this show. And of course, it's always a great help when you share with others. And just shout out to some folks that it's amazing to me every time I actually emerge out into public, since I'm a stay-at-home mom, most of the time, I feel like, I went to an event last week. And I was at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, or the Carolina Pregnancy Center, spring gala, and I got to see some old friends, and they were talking about listening to my show, and people that I have not seen for a decade or more, and they're just near and dear to me, and I just astonished. So Jeff White, if you're listening to this show, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a supporter, because I know in all of the things that I have done in life, Jeff has been one of those guys, and his wife, precious wife, Lena, they've always kind of been on the sidelines rooting for me. Even back when I was playing basketball in high school and I was really bad. I mean, like, really bad. Everybody thought that because I was tall, I should be a basketball player. And now, nope, this white girl cannot jump. She has no ball handling skill. No nothing. I quickly went back to horseback riding. That was obviously where my skill set was. But anyway, Jeff, Lena, and others who I spoke to, thank you so much. You guys have been wonderful friends and supporting me in all the things that I do, even if it's just hitting that subscribe button. Yeah, I appreciate that. It actually, just that little small thing is a big support for this show. So anyway, let's get back to the news and what's going on in the world. So how do we solve a problem like Mike Johnson? So let's bring everybody, as I like to say, up to speed. I use that word a lot, sorry. But anyway, let's bring you all up to speed on what's been going on. So Johnson replaced Kevin McCarthy, we all know that, who broke numerous promises to his caucus, including the full release of January 6 videos, a proper budget process as opposed to omnibus bills that Congress had little or no time to review, and bringing each spending bill to Congress for a separate vote. McCarthy was replaced by a compromise choice of Mike Johnson, we've talked about this a couple of times, who is also pushing massive omnibus spending bills, not releasing all the January 6 entrapment evidence, supporting continued warrantless spying on Americans, and pushing endless aid to secure the borders of countries thousands of miles away from America, while America's borders are left wide open. He follows the patterns of the past three. You got McCarthy, Ryan, Bonner, and now Johnson. This is the pattern of GOP speakers. At the time of this, the writing of this article and this recording, 100 House Republicans, along with all Democrats, voted Ukraine first, leaving America last. And if you saw the pictures, you see a bunch of them standing up in Congress. They're waving Ukrainian flags. And as Senator Rand Paul tweeted, "Ukrainian flags fly in the chamber of the United States," all caps, "House of Representatives, as they vote to send more of your hard-earned money to a corrupt foreign regime." And just like that, they shout "Ukraine, Ukraine," while happily working to secure Ukraine's borders and not ours. I mean, it just is, the hypocrisy is just so blatant. It's really just, it's so in your face. And so, it's so black and white. You know, there are some political things that over the years have been muddied and muddled, and, you know, you have to get all into the weeds for people to see and understand and to try to explain things to folks. No, you don't got to do that no more. You do not got to do that anymore, because this is incredibly black and white. This bill also included billions for Israel and Taiwan, while 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and 300,000 known illegal migrants enter the U.S. each month. And that's known. Who knows how many unknown? Ukrainian President Zelensky said he was personally grateful for Speaker Mike Johnson for the decision that keeps history on the right track. So much for Congress representing the American people, huh? And as June Def asked, quote, "Do Americans think borrowing money from China, since America is broke, and sending it 4,000 miles away is a good thing?" End quote. Do we? And I think that as Americans are, like I said, 78% are living paycheck to paycheck, and we're looking at this, it has become another thing that is also black and white. It is not a good idea. We're, you know, they're hurting. We're financially hurting, and they're taking our money and sending it over there. And then Johnson said on Friday, "This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations." Obligation? Obligations? Those really important obligations obviously encompass every person and country outside of American citizens and our borders. And he apparently feels no obligation to struggling Americans. Absolutely none. And he's not the only one. I mean, I know we're highlighting Mike Johnson today because that's who we're talking about primarily, but this really goes for the majority of the folks in Washington, D.C. I mean, there's a select few. There's a handful that I think really do care about America and the United States citizens, but the rest of them are only worried about their pocketbook and their crony capitalism. So, which I'm obviously a big fan of capitalism, but this is what we have in the United States is cronyism. And so, and that's a subject for another podcast another day. But anyway, as June Duff pointed out, quote, "What difference would it make if AOC or Maxine Waters took Johnson's place as speaker?" End quote. I mean, that's a great question. What difference would it make? Democrats are advancing their agenda with a Republican House speaker. So they want to keep Johnson right where he is. They have absolutely no problem with him being there. He's doing everything that they could want and that they do want. But Johnson is defying much of his GOP caucus. So he, on that side of the aisle, is playing a dangerous game. So what can be done? How do you solve a problem like Mike Johnson? Every time I say that, I'm putting a seed in your brain so you're going to remember it for the rest of the day. So what can be done? Well, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to remove Speaker Johnson via a motion to vacate. And she has some support within her caucus. But here's the next question that June Diff asks. And that is, then what? Because you have to remember, the GOP has a one vote majority. One vote, which means the GOP is also playing a dangerous game. Those who are wanting to remove Speaker Johnson via a motion to vacate, that is also a dangerous game, okay? Because if they remove Johnson, what is the likelihood that he's going to stay? Maybe he will quit. Maybe he'll quit the House, as did McCarthy and GOP reps Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher, leaving Democrats in charge. So here we see that the motion to vacate may not be the answer it seems to be at first blush, because there's a lot of people running around who are kind of supporting that. And I think that it sounds good, and we would want that as a matter of principle. But when we actually start looking at what the implications of it could be, we start saying, oh, wait a minute, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Furthermore, another kind of side tangent to this, but let's clarify it. Lots of folks have been a bit befuddled by Trump's support of Johnson, but I think June Diff was correct when he wrote, quote, "It is only the simple reality that if Johnson is outed and Democrats is ousted and Democrats take control of the House, Trump's November election is over," end quote. Well, what does June Diff mean by this? How could it be totally over? Well, remember, the U.S. Supreme Court decision on insurrection claimed by the Colorado Supreme Court, March 4th decision stated this, quote, "The Constitution empowers Congress to prescribe how those determinations should be made. The relevant provision is Section 5, which enables Congress, subject, of course, to judicial review, to pass appropriate legislation to enforce the 14th Amendment," end quote. In other words, Congress, by a simple majority, can pass a bill claiming that Trump is disqualified from the election due to being an insurrectionist. That would be, and have make no mistake, that would be the first order of business by a Democrat-controlled House. The Senate would pass the House bill and President Biden would sign it. End of story. And if you don't believe that the Democrats would try to disqualify Trump in this manner, I mean, none of us actually believe that. No, I don't think any rational human being would hear that and then be like, oh, no, the Democrats wouldn't do that. I mean, we all know that they would, because as a matter of fact, there's a bill introduced by Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin who's already got this thing ready to go. And he pointed to per Axios, this is a quote from Axios, Raskin pointed to legislation he introduced with Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz in 2022, creating a pathway for the Justice Department to sue to keep candidates off the ballot under the 14th Amendment. And he said they're going to revise it in light of the Supreme Court's decision. But then Raskin suggested the bill would be paired with a resolution declaring January 6th an insurrection, and that those involved engaged in insurrection. So the SCOTUS decision mentioned, of course, it would be subject, of course, to judicial review. Would that stop such a scheme? No. You just have to look at our justice system right now and say, no, there's a lot of injustice happening in the United States judicial system. So in my opinion, and in June Diff's article, so I would agree with him, this kind of explains Trump's support for Johnson, and a lot of people were taken aback by it and surprised. Some people recognize or already think of him as aligning himself with folks that he shouldn't as a conservative. He has a history of doing that, and so they just assumed that that was what was going on here. And it could be, but it also could just be the fact that he's recognizing that he can't, that if that he needs to support Johnson, because if he gets ousted, it'll be the end of his campaign. So does, you know, MTG realize how this could play out? Is she acting out of principle, or is this a backhanded way of undermining Donald Trump? I have absolutely no idea. I don't know what her motivation is in this. But this would be the consequences of a motion to vacate, whatever her motivation might be. So while I would love to see a principled conservative America First Speaker of the House and a similar GOP caucus, that is just not in the cards right now. Losing the House means losing Trump in November. But in my opinion, and even more important to me, it's also detrimental for many J6ers who would be further punished by a congressional redefinition of J6 being an insurrection, and any of those who were there that day being involved in an insurrection. I think the judicial implication for that redefinition could be far-reaching and very detrimental to a lot of innocent folks out there who have, it would be such, I mean, they've already been treated horribly, wretchedly by the Biden DOJ, but this would just be taking that even further, and I just... To me, that's the more important thing. I mean, Donald Trump, yeah, you know, there's a lot of back and forth going on right now, especially after his statements regarding abortion, about whether or not people should be voting for him and all of that. But for me, you know, this is what's more important even than that to me. But if you are of the mindset that Donald Trump must be elected in November in order to quote unquote save America politically, then Mike Johnson being removed is probably not the best step right now. And but like I said, you know, for me, it has more to do with the J6ers than it even does with Donald Trump. And in his election, which it is an important election. Whatever you decide and whoever you decide to vote for, it will be an important election. And whether or not they remove Trump because of this ruling or could is really, you know, going to be more important to some people than it is to others. But you have to also ask, what are the long-term implications, and is this a precedent that we want them to set regarding presidents and folks in the future? And there may be folks who are quote unquote J6ers who are in prison now because of this, who later on would be phenomenal candidates because of their experience with all of this. They may come out of this and say, I got to do something about it, and then they would be their voice would be totally silenced in this regard because of this redefinition by Congress. So anyway, let's wrap up the show. How do we solve a problem like Speaker Johnson? Well, I think probably the best thing is to keep the House in GOP control with Johnson in charge and elect a new speaker next year. And that's probably the best thing that we can do right now for it. All right, that's it for today's show. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Hannah Miller Show. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Hannah or to schedule her for a speaking event, go to her website, thehannahmillershow.com.